Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free if you'd like. 855-453, the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, not in Venezuela. We're going to continue with the story here in moments about the takeover, state takeover of various businesses, including an electronics chain in Venezuela, and why that's happening, and you know some of the economic downfall that's going to come as a result of that. I've got some more details about what's happening with the economy there in a few moments. But if you really do want a good chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, you really should check out the Free State Project. It's, in my opinion, your best chance. That's why I moved for the Free State Project. That is, I believe, why all three of us moved for the Free State Project.
Yep, believe it.
I think it's really great to be around a bunch of libertarians.
There are over 1,400 people who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are over 15,000 people who are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. There's a thread right now on Reddit in the anarcho-capitalist section of Reddit about the Free State Project, and it contains the usual objections to the Free State Project, that it's cold and you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And in response to the objection of you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, one person said that you know they thought that we need to stay separate so we can hide. Like, well, what is the point of that? What? Don't you want freedom to have some sort of success in life? How is liberty going to ever prosper or become a reality if your goal, what you're doing is to hide? You think you're just going to wait out the state? That just eventually that the state's going to crumble and no state's going to replace it? Doesn't seem very likely to me. You're going to have a paradigm shift.
You have to build something separate, and I think that if you're going to choose the land, the Free State Project's probably the place to do it.
After Obama puts himself in for a third term and takes over the electronics stores and the U.S. dollar crumbles into nothing, do you want to be the only guy in your town with some bitcoins? Or do you want to be up here in New Hampshire where everybody's got bitcoins and
I don't know if everybody does, but a lot of people in our community certainly are in support of bitcoins.
Yeah, and we're the people, you know, should such a collapse occur, we'll be able to work with each other with our knowledge and our bitcoins, and we'll be able to build something. But somebody who's alone, they'll dare not even announce to anybody that they've got any, or they'll be killed.
Johnny, do you see this third term of Obama with the takeover? I mean, is this something that you're predicting?
Well, it just came. I mean, the idea just came to me as something to say. However, it wouldn't surprise me one bit.
I said the same thing about George Bush.
I said it wouldn't surprise me either, and it wouldn't have surprised me, but I think I'd be more surprised now. I just kind of feel like George Bush would have been more likely to stick in office. The decider would have been more likely to stay in office than Obama was. And I think that probably at the end of all this, that it seems more likely that Clinton could take the presidency the next time around than it did that, say, McCain was going to.
I guess. Yeah, Barack Obama is not very popular right now. And,
sure not.
And 39% approval rating.
And I don't think that he's really the guy in charge, so I don't think that he could make himself have another term. And I don't think that the puppet masters would choose him to.
No, there's a good reason. I mean,
if
you believe in the idea that, you know, there are these puppet masters, these elites who are kind of controlling things, then it benefits them to keep the scam going, right? Like, you know, you don't want to give this guy more than two terms. Some people might figure out that there's something really wrong if some president were to have three terms.
If there are puppet masters, why is this Maduro guy around? I mean, is he... why has he got his, you know, basically his unending, you know, situation going there? And, you know, clearly he's messing things up and doesn't understand economics. Or he's actually doing what the puppet masters wish that they could do elsewhere. I mean, none of it really makes any sense to me.
There's no conspiracy theory that really can tie everything together. I think one of the best ones would be that there are different groups who are interested in power and are competing with one another for it, and that essentially the Maduros of the world and the Barack Obamas and George Bushes are you know, they're dupes or they are doing their bidding for whatever reason. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll get back into Venezuela. What's happening there? Dennis is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dennis.
Hey, I have to say at the outset, you guys were talking about the Free State Project. All I can say to that is New Hampshire, no state income tax, no state sales tax, shall issue concealed carry, no permit required, open carry, same-sex marriage, medical marijuana. You want libertarianism, we got it.
And it's only getting better year after year as more liberty activists come here and get active. Dennis, appreciate the that. And by the way, freestateproject.org is the website. I don't know if we gave that out before. Again, freestateproject.org. We're now over 15,000 participants. We want to reach 20,000, so we've got a little bit more to go.
Dennis met us when we arrived.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. It was so cool. I met you guys. I got to see your cool studio in Florida, and then I got to see your cool studio in New Hampshire. So I feel very – I'm probably one of the few people that can say that.
But that's true.
You guys yesterday were talking about the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, otherwise known as the ASVAB test.
Yeah, okay.
And I have a little personal story I thought it would be fun to share. So back many years ago when I was in high school, and they announced that everyone had to take this test, and it was everyone had to take the test. And I don't know about you guys at school, but in my school, this was like, it was mandatory that you show up that day. You needed like a doctor's note to not show up that day. Mm. All day was going to be spent taking this test. And there, it was so weird. It was like, if you wanted to go to the bathroom, they actually had a escort that would come and watch you go to the bathroom. I mean, they wouldn't go into your stall, but.
Was the escort in fatigues? Was it a military person?
Yes.
Wow.
They were really scared about people cheating.
What kind of questions are on this test? Are they questions like, will you follow orders no matter what they are?
No.
Or is it like a math and English test?
It was kind of like a dumbed down SAT.
It was, that's about right. That's what I was going to call it. It's a dumb ACT.
Yeah, and there's like logic questions and pattern recognition, I think. I don't remember, really.
So I feel very proud. I believe I am probably the only person within a pretty wide radius of where I lived at the time, that managed to score a perfect zero on the ASVAB. I was very deliberate because I had taken some test-taking courses before because I was, like, prepping for college and taking these, like, special courses, you know, how to improve your SAT. And so I know that there's always one really clearly wrong answer. Pow, I hit that answer for every single one of those hours and hours I was sitting in that stupid chair.
And what if you just wrote peace across the Scantron or whatever? What would that do?
I don't know. I have no idea. But you might accidentally get one right, and that was not my goal.
Was it a multiple choice test, or were there actual essays or written questions?
Scantron, you know, fill in the A through E.
The whole thing is Scantron. Okay.
So what happens if you get a zero on the ASVAB?
I did get an enormous amount of mail from the armed services, particularly the Army thought, I guess, it would be a really good match for me.
So the Air
Force. It wasn't
until
I got to college and, like, declared my major, was a couple years in. Then I started getting the Navy and the, you know, we want you on our nuclear program and blah, blah, blah. But before then, it was all Army, and they really wanted to, I guess they thought I could probably take the hill. But it's not the perfect zero. You have to really make sure this is as stupid an answer as it looks like it is. I'm hoping that there's a file somewhere, like, let's see, 1,700 on the SAT, zero on the ASVAB, just pointing that out. You know?
This guy looks like he has what it takes to catch a bullet.
Thanks, Dennis, for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I had a friend who filled out, who took the Scantron, and he filled out, I cannot fix a tank. On the ASVAB.
In letters?
Yeah.
Like scanning the bubbles would spell out letters, is what you're saying?
Yeah, like he filled out the bubbles so that they would form large letters.
If you looked at the Scantron, you'd see the statement. Very cool. All right, so 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control. Maybe tell us your ASVAB story or any story you have about price controls, because we got to get back into Venezuela and what is happening down there. It's in economic insanity. And
prices so low, they're insane.
Yes. We'll continue with more in moments. You can take control as well. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bring up anything you like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XBN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Do you care about your privacy? It's not just something where you just say yes and then shrug it off and move along. Then the next question is, well, what have you done to protect your privacy? Have you done anything? Because there are certain things you can do, and usually when it comes to privacy, you have to put a fair amount of effort into privacy. And obviously, the more privacy that you want, the more effort, the more money that it costs, which is why ProXPN is, to me, an amazing product. It's an affordable way for you to protect yourself on the Internet. And what is it? Well, ProXPN is essentially a global virtual private network that encrypts all of your data back and forth between your computer and their servers. What happens is you're surfing online or doing whatever it is you're doing, torrents, etc. All that data, before it leaves your computer, gets encrypted in 512-bit encryption and is tunneled to the ProXPN servers. That means that anybody who might have been inspecting your Internet traffic before is no longer able to discern what you're doing. The Internet service provider that you use, whatever that company is, they no longer are able to log your transactions, to log your sites, your searches, which is what they do, by the way. Most of them log you for at least 6 months. Every website you visit, every search term that you look for. Some of them will log you for up to 5 years. So you instantly stop that problem, and you also prevent anybody from sniffing on your packets over your Wi-Fi connection, because they would have to beat down 512-bit encryption if they wanted to sniff your packets out.
Especially if you are, and they can't beat down 512-bit encryption.
Right.
And especially if you're out in some kind of public place, airports, coffee shops.
Sure.
You're doing, if you're getting on their Wi-Fi, oh, my God, you need to have a virtual private network. And ProXPN is among the best.
ProXPN.com/FTL. They're the best, as far as I'm concerned, because they support Free Talk Live. And the guy who's behind this, you've interviewed him on the Edgington Post,
yep.
Mark.
Very in support of the
liberty oriented dude. So you get a great deal, $5 a month, if you use our discount code on the annual plan. Now, the discount code is FTL20. So go to ProXPN.com/FTL. That's where you can get signed up. Then upgrade to the premium package, use code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of that package for life. You can do it monthly. You can do it yearly. If you do it yearly, it breaks down the price to about $5 a month. Actually, I think it's slightly under, like $4.99.9998. I mean, it's $5 a month, and it's a great deal. And even if you're disappointed for some reason, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose. By the way, with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. And that includes the ability to privately torrent, which means it's something you just don't normally get with torrents as an option. So, again, proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code FTL20 to save 20%. Last hour, Johnny Ray, you brought up a story about Venezuela and the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, and how he has taken control, has seized operations of DACA. I guess he demanded at first that they cut their prices, and not satisfied with the price cuts that they made, decided to come in and literally seize control of the entire operation. I mean, this is the equivalent of the U.S. government seizing Best Buy. The store even looks like Best Buy. It's got the same blue and yellow color scheme. Venezuela's central bank said the country's money supply grew 70% in the past year. This is according to USA Today. And the story here is not just about DACA, but it's also about how other companies are being taken over or are being threatened with being taken over. Either they reduce their prices to the amounts that are being demanded by the Venezuelan government, or they will come in and force them to reduce those prices. Not only that, but they're also threatening prosecution. So not only are you going to lose your business to the state of Venezuela, but you're also going to maybe lose your freedom. Because if they're prosecuting you, that may end up with the result. I mean, I'm not sure if it's civil or what, but prosecution sometimes end up in jail cells.
Sure, oftentimes.
So you got crazy inflation, 54.3% inflation in the last year, 70% increase in the money supply by the Venezuelan central bank. Now, according to some of the problems that they're having to import basics like food and even toilet paper because of failed schemes, the state running the economy.
Right, and this is what happens when people that have no business running the economy are running the economy. That you can't. The fact is, nobody can run an economy. An economy wants to run itself.
That's right.
And it's the invisible hand, as it were, and
the trillions of individual decisions and transactions that make up prices and decisions and what
it's
happens.
True. You know, you are the best person to decide how your money is spent. Think about it for a minute. When you've had somebody else's money to spend on something that you spent of yours, you're liable to buy something that you wouldn't buy otherwise. You know, mom gives you $1,000 for Christmas and says, buy yourself something nice. You're like, yes, I should buy myself something nice with this $1,000. Now, you had $1,000 in that last month. You didn't use it to buy that thing that you're buying with mom's $1,000 mm-hmm. because you allocated differently because somebody else earned that money.
Because F it. Why not?
And now, when you think about this, when you're buying something, you've been given $1,000 to buy something for somebody else.
That you don't know?
That you don't know. Your decisions are going to be even different, more divorced.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is they need. You're going to try to figure that out. And frankly, after you've figured that out for the thousandth person, you're not going to care very much.
So let me give you some more information here, because the USA Today story is surprisingly detailed here. For Venezuelans, it costs more bolivars every week to buy from stores that must pay the foreign producers of goods they order in hard currency like U.S. dollars. But Maduro blames it on greedy businesses and his opponents here and abroad. Herbert Garcia Plaza, head of the High Commission for the People's Defense of the Economy, said a new washer-dryer cost 39,000 bolivars on November 1st. Okay? 39,000. That's November 1st. It went up to 59,000 bolivars 1 week later.
Jeez.
According to the exchange rate set by the government, that is the equivalent of a washer-dryer going from $6,190 to $9,365.
Whose washers and dryers cost $6,000?
I don't know why they give that example, but maybe in Venezuela.
And this is really sort of the this is the reasonable outcome. This is what democracy is. Democracy is, what do you want to do with other people's money? Because you shouldn't be able to have a vote on other people's lives and how they go.
According to the story here, let's see, Venezuela vows to take other stores in attack on retailers. Herbert Garcia Plaza again said that, let's see, the math is distorted because the state's official exchange rate is set artificially far lower than what people get for their bolivars on the black market. In that case, the washer-dryer costs $650 on November 1st. Also, Venezuela's policy of restricting the reasons for which people can exchange bolivars legally has raised the exchange rate on the black market, making dollars more expensive for retailers and thus raising the cost of the goods that they import. Importers complain there's such a shortage of dollars, they're having to buy them on the black market to import inventory at a good price. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to share your thoughts. Bring up anything.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like. Maybe you've got some comments, some thoughts on Venezuela and the absolutely terrible economic situation going on there. You are welcome to share those with us here. Or you can bring up absolutely anything that you would like. There's actually all kinds of interesting stuff in the news. We'll get to some of that. By the way, Congress at a record low approval rate, and Colorado voters approving secession. So much to discuss here. But I find things like this story from Venezuela to be absolutely fascinating. I mean, we don't deal with things like this here in the United States, at least not yet. And it's just hard to even envision living in this situation where you've got 54.3% inflation. That's the annual rate. As Johnny Ray pointed out, it seems to have been jetting up even more within the last few months with the price of a washer and dryer. They just give us one example of what this inflation is like. The price of a washer and dryer going from 39,000 bolivars on November 1st to 59,000 a week later. I mean, we're talking about a 50% price increase in 1 week.
Yeah, I think that 54.3% number is coming from state officials.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, so
hard to believe that. You know, they have tried price controls in the United States, certainly during
hurricanes and things like that.
Hurricanes are a great example when natural disasters occur and they go after businesses for price gouging, which really is price gouging is if that's the terminology you want to use to describe people raising prices during to meet demand during hurricanes. This is really just to counteract hoarding by people. When people decide if a gallon of water is $1,
right,
and a hurricane comes around, and you've got a van and you go to the store and they're disallowed from raising the price above $2 on their gallon of water, otherwise it's considered price gouging, so all their water is $2. And you say to yourself, well, it doesn't look like it's going to be good here. I'll just buy all the water.
Stock up.
So you buy all the water. Then the next person who comes through, no water for them. However, if that store could have raised the price of a gallon of water to $20, yes, they would have made a lot of money on you individually when you bought 5 gallons of water for $100. But there would have been gallons of water sitting for the next person when you came along because your greedy butt didn't take it all.
Well, but Mark, the central controller would simply say that, well, we just need to put a restriction on how many they can be sold.
Excellent. It would just restrict that, and then another thing will come along that is created by that restriction, and we'll have to restrict that and restrict that. And this is the problem with getting involved in the marketplace, is that these people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know what year it was. I'm taking this story that I'm about to present from econtalk.org, which is a great economics podcast. And in North Carolina, there was a hurricane, and there were some guys in Goldsboro, North Carolina, which is near the coast, which is near where the destruction was, but they were spared from the destruction. A couple of guys in Goldsboro, NC, got a truck, like a refrigerated truck, and they loaded it up with ice, and they drove into Raleigh, I think, into somewhere in the Raleigh-Durham area, which had power out and trees down, and it was a mess. And these guys came in with their truck full of ice, and they brought chainsaws with them, and they cleared the road so they could get into the worst parts of the city, and they started selling bags of ice for $12 a bag, mm-hmm. something like that.
And that's pretty high for a bag of ice.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that they were the first ones on scene, mm-hmm. and they cleared the road to get there.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep. And there, Mark, as you were describing before, when you have price controls, say these guys were forced to sell the ice for $1 a bag or $2 a bag, then somebody comes along who wants to keep their beer cold, buy a bunch of ice, or maybe they're only allowed to buy one, but they still get some ice. Maybe they weren't willing to spend $12 a bag, but they are willing to spend $2 a bag to keep their beer cold, and then somebody else comes along who needs to keep their insulin cold, and there's no ice left for them, and they're perfectly willing to spend $20 a bag because that's their life.
Well, yeah, and on top of that, if you have a truck full of ice and you're only allowed to get $2 a bag for it, are you going to cut as many limbs
and
drive as far?
No.
And you're not. I mean, that's just, it's not worth it to go there and do that.
And then they won't go.
And so that's the unseen. That's the destruction that central planning brings that we never see.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen.
Because people don't get the ice that they need.
So these two guys ended up getting ratted out. The police came and took them away, and there were people waiting in line to buy ice.
They just wanted the ice.
Who weren't going to get ice, who started applauding. Who started applauding because these guys, these two greedy bastards, were getting taken to jail.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Lined up to get ice and applauding the people that were providing it to you. This is the self-destructive socialist mindset.
Right, and you're seeing it on a wide display in Venezuela. So what you're saying is we get to see it every now and then when the government puts a price control in during some kind of disaster. So for a very short period of time in a very limited area, the disastrous implications of that are much less pronounced, even though clearly, somebody could have died because of the fact that they didn't get this ice in time or whatever in that situation. But in Venezuela,
they were probably clapping because they knew that they were going to get the ice for free. Cops were just going to pass out the ice at the end of this.
Right.
And, just another instance of people, they're, looking after their own self-interest,
I guess. American savagery.
So this exchange rate thing in Venezuela is really interesting and hard for me to really grasp because I'm certainly not an economics major. But apparently what's happening is the state's official exchange rate is set artificially far lower than what people get for their bolivars on the black market. So when's Venezuela's policy of restricting the reasons for which people can exchange bolivars legally has raised the exchange rate on the black market, making dollars more expensive for retailers, because the retailers, if you're running a store in Venezuela and you're buying product from outside of the country,
you need dollars.
You have to pay in dollars. And so in order to get enough dollars, they're having to buy them on the black market, meaning the dollars are more expensive than for the retailers, and has that has also resulted in raising the cost of the goods that they import. So add to those price increases the fact that there's crazy inflation as well, and you've got a real mess on your hands. Importers complain there is such shortage of dollars, that they're having to buy them on the black market to import inventory at a good price. If they were to charge clients based on obtaining the dollars at the official rate, they say they would make no profits.
They just can't do business that way.
Maduro's government has brushed aside such complaints and is trying to put an end to black market currency exchanges. The government banned websites that publish the black market dollar rate, a strategy that one prominent Venezuela blogger likened to banning the sale of thermometers to crack down on cold weather. Nonetheless, many Venezuelans lined up for the reduced price goods. Just to bring you back up to speed here, they have taken over stores, electronic stores, and now some other stores are being threatened as well with takeovers. Some have been taken over. And the president of the country, Nicolas Maduro, is encouraging people to go out and take advantage of these one-time great deals. We're clearing the shelves
on things that we don't own.
Nonetheless, they lined up for the reduced price goods. Televisions were the most in-demand item in the line outside DACA. Also sought were refrigerators, washing machines, sewing machines, and other imported appliances. Water and snacks are being sold outside the stores by Venezuelans.
It's nice to see that they're selling sewing machines someplace.
Keen to profit from the commotion, happy customers emerged carrying large screen televisions and other items back to their cars. Alberto Ramos, an analyst at Goldman Sachs in New York, says, I would bet that the next thing to disappear from the shelves are televisions. What the government is doing is aggravating the picture. There is no economic justification for this. Government said that five people had been arrested in the central city of Valencia for looting. Even Venezuelans who knew the policy was unsustainable were in line for a good deal.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you at that point? I mean, that's a mob mentality.
Gabriela Campo, a businesswoman hoping to take home a cut-price TV and fridge, said, I have no love for this government. They're doing this for nothing but political reasons in time for December's elections. Maduro has been taking dramatic measures up to the approach of municipal elections on December 8th. His popularity has dropped significantly in recent months, according to some independent media polls. Ramos and most analysts are expecting a devaluation soon after the election, likely leading to even higher inflation. Whew. What a mess. More coming up in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And that toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. You can, of course, join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. We've got the bulletin board system. News updates. You can follow us via Facebook, Google+, Twitter. And, of course, email if you're old school. If you get the emails, you'll get the most critical updates about the show. If you're following us on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, you'll get updates during the show and updates during the daytime as well. So go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow whichever ones are your preference. News.freetalklive.com.
Check out School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. They've got an interesting and controversial series called The American Way, and it explores the frightening parallels between the Third Reich and present-day American government. Learn what public schools didn't tell you about the Nazis at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun, and then still to come here tonight, Colorado voters approve secession. Let's go to Robert, though, first in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert?
Hey, how do I sound, Ian?
A little different. A little different. What's up?
Well, I you know, I stopped by and I saw you about two or three weeks ago. I was discussing with you about my iPhone.
And yes.
I've been able to do this configuration that we talked about. I've been able to cut my phone bill, my internet service, and my texting service in half. I was paying over $100 a month. I'm paying less than $50 a month now.
That was the Straight Talk thing, right? The Walmart?
Yeah. What you have to do is you have to jailbreak the phone,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll offload everything on the phone, and then you load in the SIM card, and then, you know, it's like you start all over again. It's incredible. I've been out meandering around, you know, around Keene and stuff like that. Oh, it's unbelievable. It comes in wicked good.
How did you jailbreak your phone? Was that something that you did on your own, or do you have assistance with that?
It was kind of like assistance I had, and then you have to have a computer to be able to do it because you have to offload everything that's on the phone onto a computer. Because
there's usually special steps that one has to take in order to do this. With the iPhone, it's called jailbreaking. With the Android, it's called rooting. And these are processes that they're a little bit geeky, but once you can, you know, they're not really too complicated, but if you screw something up, there's a chance you could, what they call, brick your phone.
Meaning that it is at that point worth no more.
Yeah.
Than a small plastic.
Hey, Robert,
package.
I'm glad that's working out for you. I'm actually testing out the Straight Talk service myself,
health. And Mark, you've been using that for quite a while, have you?
Yeah, I've been using it.
Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate you calling in tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, the old model of contracts, two-year contracts and all that stuff, it's going away. And
about damn time.
It was awful. But this is, fortunately, how the market works. This competition's going to enter into the marketplace and force change. If the government was doing this, you can believe prices would be high, customer service would be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it would be a disaster. And this is why, although I don't consider the marketplace to be the, capitalism or whatever term you want to use, to be the greatest thing ever, I do think it's the best thing we have going in many cases.
I imagine the cell phone market is pretty heavily regulated, relatively regulated industry with the FCC and so forth.
Not just the FCC, but also one of the most important factors is local governments and how flexible they are with allowing a cell phone company to put up a tower. I mean, sometimes it is an absolute nightmare for these companies to get these tower locations.
The places you want the towers the most are the hardest places to put the towers. The places that you want the towers the least are most likely to let you in. The worst case scenario for the customer is the place where the companies don't care as much about a tower and the local government doesn't want to let them in. If you live in sort of a high-end yet somewhat rural neighborhood, community, and they don't want to let a cell tower in, the cell phone companies aren't going to fight that hard to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just not going to have any coverage, but you're going to have beautiful vistas.
So
you can sit around and look at the skyline because you won't be talking to mom on the cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. 855-450-FREE. You can call us if you've got cell phone service however you want to get in touch. Also, Skype us, username lrn.fm. But yeah, the jailbreaking process, the rooting process, by the way, will void your phone's warranty. So keep in mind, if you're going to go through that process, there are some benefits that you get out of it, like being able to remove the bloatware, for instance. I mean, who likes bloatware? How many people turn on their phone for the first time and say, "Hey, look at all these cool apps! Wow, I get NFL from Sprint, and I get
ESPN.
Whatever.
I listen to that like never."
Yeah. So I hate those bloatware apps, and it's just
can't get rid of them.
Right? They make it so you can't get rid of them by default on the phone. But if you get a rooted phone or a jailbroken phone, then usually you can get rid of those things, and it frees up a little bit of space on the phone, and it makes things look less cluttered with all the junk.
One thing I found out recently is I didn't really think of this, is that you don't have to have a Facebook app on your phone in order to enjoy Facebook. You could just use the browser.
Yeah.
And that Facebook app
is huge.
A monster.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a humongous thing. I have a relatively small phone. I have that, Straight Talk thing, and it's not some gigantic phone. And that Facebook app, it's a hindrance.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of mine, too. And not just for the same reason, but it's also nice, too, because, if you're not on the Facebook app, if it takes an extra step to pull up Facebook, maybe you'll be less likely to pull it up.
I don't spend that much time on it. Usually,
oh, I do.
If I'm, right, I mean, I know you do. If I'm standing around, I got nothing to do, I'm just kind of waiting, like in a doctor's office or someplace like that, yeah, I'll pull up the phone and fiddle around. But
now, Johnny Ray uses his phone so much, he has cracked the screen on it. It has one of those hairline fracture crack things all over the place.
Right, fracture crack thing. It's
whatever
it's,
you call that. What do they call it? Spider web crack or something? I don't know what the terminology
looks
is.
Looks like you whipped it at the wall repeatedly.
Once it starts to go, I guess it gets worse over time.
I've got an old Samsung Galaxy. It's an S2, Galaxy S2. The first one I got, I dropped, and the face cracked, and that was it. I couldn't see it anymore. You know, I might have done that here. I sent it in, got a replacement. This one came back. Then a week later, I was at McDonald's, and I was, contemplating something. I was doing some deep thinking, and I was resting my chin on my elbow, and my elbow, unbeknownst to me, was resting on the face of my phone, and I just put my weight on it, and I heard like a little crack, and so yeah, I got cracks all over the face of my phone, but this happened probably about a year ago, and the screen still works. Unfortunately, now, some of the chunks of the screen are
starting
to fall out. Yeah.
Now, they're happening at the top, so it hasn't affected your usage of the device yet.
Yeah, I just need to put some tape on her, I think. I'll be fine.
Have you looked online?
Yeah.
No, that was my question. Have you looked online to see if there is some kind of solution to this, like some sort of fix? Is putting tape over the cracks, is that going to help keep it together?
You reality hack it.
I haven't looked online for any solutions to it. I assume that putting the tape on is will be fine.
Either that or it'll pull it all off at once. But Johnny Ray is still able to play games on his phone, and frequently we are told about Johnny Ray's Games of the Week or Game of the Week, and you do have a game for us this week. Is it the same one you've been playing?
Nah, I'm through with that one. It sucks.
Europa Universalis, was it?
Yeah, Europa Universalis 4.
You don't really think it sucks. You were playing that thing for like a straight month.
When I was playing games, I was playing that for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the problems that I have with it, or one of the reasons I lost interest with it was very interested in mimicking reality, and video games do a pretty piss-poor job of that. And so I just...
Well, in this case, it was mimicking the economic beliefs of the game programmers.
Yeah, that's right? True, yeah, yeah. There were some economic fallacies in there that rubbed me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I don't know, I would have to give it a little more thought. I haven't come on this week to run down a game, so I don't want to go too far down that road. But I did kind of lose interest with Europa Universalis 4. It's not doing it for me right now, and I have yet to complete. I never completed a game.
Hmm.
It's very forgiving.
Sounds to me like you just don't have what it takes to finish.
You
want things to go the way you want them to go.
Yeah, I think you got something there, Mark.
All right, so coming up, the actual game of the week. That was not the game of the week. We don't know yet what the game of the week will be. Do you want to somehow tease it?
Dominion Asterisk.
It sounds interesting. I don't know what that means. I know what Dominion is. Is it related to the card game?
Yes.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments, and your calls as well. The news from Colorado is looking good for secession. We'll give you some more information on that, and you can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.